prayers. I'm looking at this old Mahabharata series from India, the 80s. And I think you could say one thing rather confidently, that when we look at these old kings and emperors from the old days, whether India or China or the West, and I also learned a bit from Swedish history, it seems that in general, or people in general, especially what you would call cultured people, they were more emphasizing virtues, character, dharma, Tao, the way, the at least that's also how it looks like here in Mahabharata. The kings they are honored and standing there and shining in terms of their personal character. He is known for that, he is known for that, she is known for that. They have these attributes of personal strength and honesty and this and that. And if someone like Yudhishthira, for instance, is exceptionally honorable and fair and strong but compassionate and so on, then they go to history. They become legends. So, but then of course, if they are bad, like Duryodhana or others, well, they might go to history for that as well, but not in the right way. Now, today we think, many people think that the most honorable, cultured and civilized way of ruling countries is democracy. The people decide, right? They elect their leaders. And I would say that there are weaknesses there that we can clearly see now. First of all, you win elections by fooling the people this way, that way, pretending this and that, promising this and that. You can make someone a president by pumping in enough money into media and all kinds of things. You can buy presidents. I'll make you president if you do the good work for me, and so on. But also, the leaders who are, after all, sitting there with the responsibility of managing a people, a country, with all that it entails, including keeping them safe and secure from inner and outer dangers and threats, keeping the economy healthy, nature healthy, the people healthy and happy. Everyone should have a home and food on the table, and so on. This requires ability. But then these democratically elected leaders, well, these noble character qualities are not demanded of them. And they are, as we see now, they're often corrupt, supporting their friends, taking good salaries, and then after their time in office is over, they go somewhere living as rich people. And whatever mistakes they did, well, the next one in office has to deal with that. So what do we want here? What's most important? That the people, quote unquote, are in charge by electing those sometimes unqualified people as leaders? Or that the country and the people, those living in the country, are properly taken care of. And that the country is not falling to pieces. So yeah.